Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Hi, guys. How have you been?
How y'all doing?
Is everyone okay?
That's what Wendy Williams used to do. How y'all doing?
Are y'all good?
Are y'all good? Right. I just want to say quickly before we jump into this crazy ass scenario, it's Maya's world.
It's Maya's world and we're living in it.
Literally. She is the main character. She is the mother, the provider. Stop.
You are.
She provides for us.
No, she does not.
In a mental capacity way to look at her beautifulness. Anyway.
It's Maya's world.
It's Maya's world. Guys, can we just take a moment? Last night, I watched Love Island. Is there something wrong with me? I just wanted to see Maya in a different outfit every single time.
It's just, she's so unreal. I don't know how to
describe it. We can't even speak. Maya makes us unable to speak.
Maya makes us speechless. Maya's making us fumble.
Did you see the red two-piece?
No, I haven't seen that.
That's
all I have in my mind is that cut-out black dress. That black maxi dress. She just looked so alambaric. Like, wow.
It's the hair. It's the...
The makeup, the eyeliner, everything. Anyway, yeah,
It's Maya's world, and I just felt like,
do you know what I was doing? Like, it's just such a stupid thing to do, but like, Maya's like sitting with the contestants,
and
the contestants
comparing.
Are so meaty, and then there's this like, I don't even know what to describe her as. She's like this otherworldly being.
Literally, just speaking so casually to them. And I'm just thinking, how are you normal right now?
How are you even real? Like,
how are you standing here?
Like, do you know what I mean?
It's Maya's world.
Oh, wow. Maya. Mashallah, Maya.
Allahu Barak. We love it. Anyway.
I'm never going to get used to chiffon hijabs. Never.
Oh, I'm wearing a chiffon hijab today.
How have you made your stay?
You just got to
tuck it in. Oh, it's like a double tuck. You've done like a triple tuck.
That's how I've got that lovely little black mark from the chiffon hijab.
Has anyone ever experienced like a dark mark on their neck that looks a bit like a birthmark?
Yeah.
From where you've tucked your hijab in too much. Chiffon hijab specifically.
That's why I need to buy magnets.
We need to get
cotton.
It's
the erosion of my skin and the thick... and the.
I don't think it does it with cotton. It's just this material.
It's this material. It's very rough. You and me.
Kindred spirits.
Indeed we are, love. Indeed we are. Is there any other things that you want to update us on? Are you all right? How's your mental health?
Alhamdulillah.
Someone actually asked me that today at work. How's your mental health? And I just looked at them like, I was the first person that's asked me that. Thank you so much.
That's really thoughtful.
Is that not the nice... How is your mental health? As a mental health practitioner, I think that's lovely to ask me that.
Yeah, I would have offloaded. My mental health.
Oh, I did.
Did you actually?
I uploaded.
That's
with a cup of tea. And then they bought me lunch. How sweet was that?
That's so sweet.
Anyway.
What have you got to get off your chest today?
Oh my God. Does anyone have a 2-year-old that doesn't sleep? Please send help.
No, guys, honestly, like please,
send help.
Please message Hardor.
Like, and I'm
give
struggling,
her
guys.
Tips.
I know what I've done wrong with this kid.
What is it?
I started to share a bed, co-sleep with him when he was already sleeping on his own.
Shock.
And I did that to myself. And
how dare you?
I'm suffering because of it.
Co-sleeping? And you don't think he's going to get used to that big, comfortable bed?
I just don't know what to do. Guys, please, anyone that has young kids, yeah, they come to my room, both of them running at 3 o'clock in the morning at the same time every night. And I don't get sleep. So if you have any advice, please message me and let me know how you stopped your kids coming to your bed and specifically how you get your 2-year-old to sleep through the night. Thank you very much.
I had this thing that like Adan people do.
Go on.
And then give him a bit of whiskey or something
like that. Oh my gosh, I'll tell you what Idris did today. It was so embarrassing. I'm going to die.
No, you have to tell us.
So basically, my mum picked him up from school, and he did this to me the other day as well, but I left it alone. So my mum picked him up from school, and outside the shops, there's pictures of alcohol, and there's an alcohol in a can that's like blue, right? So my mum's like talking to some lady, then he's like coming out from the shop, you know, giving it the little diff, diff, diff with his sweet in his hand. And then he looks at the alcohol bottle, and he's like, my dad has that. He calls my mum Hoya. So he's like, Hoya, can you buy this for my dad? My dad has that. And there was a Somali, there were two Somali women. With them. So they're looking, and then there's a little girl with them, and she's like, but that's alcohol. And the mum was like, shh, what's up, my son? Get out. Let's go.
You know, like, he's and then mum so was like, innocent.
He confused the alcohol bottle with Red Bull.
Oh, bless him. Doesn't all parents do that, though? Do you remember my mum actually thought Red Bull was alcohol at one point?
Oh God, I was mortified. She was like, I thought I was dying inside.
Do you know what it is? It's like, he can do whatever he wants in the household, but as soon as you take him outside, you like have no control over what comes out of his mouth.
It's actually too much. It made me laugh because my dad has that. And then he's pointing on at the alcohol bottle. And the mom was looking at it, and the woman's looking at her. She was like, what's going on here?
Those anyway. Judgy school mums.
What can we do? Anyway, that is the life of children. Right, should we continue with our lovely scenario, guys?
Dun, 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 dun. My girlfriend invited her ex over to my apartment, and I'm absolutely livid right now.
Oh God, that's a bit awkward. Don't do that, Faye.
Right. I live in a big city in my own apartment. My girlfriend Lily lives with her roommates, but if I'm being honest, she basically lives over here 80% of the time. Earlier today / yesterday, while I was at the gym with my friend Mike, she texted me that she had an old friend she hasn't seen in a while that's in town, and that it would be nice to have a quiet place to catch up. I said they could use my apartment and that I'd go out for dinner with Mike so they'd have time to catch up. During this time, I'm at the gym, so I was in a rush. I didn't ask who she was inviting over, etc. Well, apparently I should have, as the old friend she was apparently catching up with alone in my apartment was her only ex-boyfriend, Kyle.
She's disrespectful. Where the man eats his food, where he sleeps, she brought her ex-boyfriend. Well, lie. Mahishana, that's embarrassing.
Around 30 minutes after this conversation, I get a text from her saying they're at the apartment. I just said bet and continued with my friend. Mike and I finished our workout around 7 p.m. and decided we'd go to Whole Foods as their hot / salad bars got some great food. We ate there and finished at around 8:30. I'm on my way home now.
What?
I'm on my way home now, and honestly, I wasn't expecting anything other than just saying hi and heading my ass to bed. Shit had been a long ass day, and honestly, I was just ready to get to sleep. I arrive home at around 9 p.m, and at this point, I had no idea if her friend was still over or not. I was like secretly hoping they weren't, as I didn't feel like socializing at all, but hey, I'll take one for the team. When I walked in the apartment, I see some big ass Timberland boots that obviously are a man's.
That's so...
God.
Honestly. Would you not have a heart attack if you saw some big ass Timberland boots?
And you know they're not yours.
What the hell?
I'm immediately like, fuck, her friend bought her boyfriend. I'm going to... I'm so innocent. So he thinks the friend bought her boyfriend. I'm going to have to stay up and socialize now. I take off my shoes and jacket and start heading down the mini hallway. As I enter the living area, I see my girlfriend sitting on the couch with a man at separate ends, but staring right at each other talking. My girlfriend notices me and jumps a little. I didn't really find this odd at the time, but now thinking back on it, it makes sense. At this point, I'm still completely oblivious. I say hello and start walking towards the man. I'm looking around the house at this point for her friend.
Oh, God.
I'm looking around the house at this point for her friend. Honestly, I just thought she was in the bathroom or some shit.
Oh, that's how much he trusted her.
I know. I shake the guy's hand and say some shit like, hey, I'm Lily's boyfriend. He replied back in a cocky ass way with some, I'm Kyle, Lily's ex. I was like, oh, my fault. I thought you were her friend's boyfriend. Then it got a little quiet and I rapidly come to the realization that my girlfriend has been alone with her ex in my apartment for the last couple of hours. I look at my girl and say, so I'm taking this was your old friend. She said, yeah, in a soft ass voice. At this point, I wasn't letting myself jump to any conclusions, but I'm tired and I don't feel like socializing. I'm also now upset my girl was just chilling with her ex in my apartment. It got quiet again and these two made zero effort to continue whatever conversation they were having just moments ago. Lily asked how my day was and I was like, it was fine, I guess. Again, getting the vibe I'm interrupting something. At this point, I'm fed up. Only like a minute or so had passed since my question to her. And I look at him and I ask Kyle, hey, do you mind ending it here for today? I actually got some things to do and talk to Lily about. He said, oh my God. He said, she invited me over though, and we're still reminiscing on the good old days.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, in a man's house that he pays rent for.
I look at Lily and she can't even look me in the eyes. I look back at Kyle and say, all right, let me rephrase. This is my apartment and I'm telling you to leave. He then looks at her and says, do you want me to leave?
This man.
The liberty. No,
this is too cocky. This is disrespectful.
At this point.
What is she doing then?
I don't understand.
What are you doing?
We're going to find out. At this point, and I'm not proud of it, I completely lose my shit saying, what the F do you mean by that? I don't give a shit if she wants you to leave or not. I'm telling you to get the F out of my house. Lily is telling me to calm down and turns and tells him he needs to leave. Kyle gets up and heads towards the hallway to get his stuff. I follow and he ends up leaving. I come back and Lily is now pissed at me, saying I embarrassed her. I embarrassed you?
I should have.
She then goes on about how my reaction is totally uncalled for and she told me he was coming over and asked. I was like, no, Lily, you said an effing friend was coming over, an effing friend. Not once did you mention this friend was a male, much less your effing ex. She then says my reaction was bullshit and that I acted like an ass. Mm-hmm. I tell her you were with your effing ex in my apartment. Do you not understand how much of an F you that comes across as. Mm-hmm. I then asked why the F y'all were meeting in the first place. So American. I then asked why the F y'all were meeting in the first place. And she tells me he's going through rough times and needs someone to lean on.
So do that at Costa Coffee. What the hell?
And that she just wanted to be there for him as he's a nice person. And that by hanging with him in my apartment, it shows nothing shady is going on. I explain how that is bullshit and that if my ex started having issues and I was the one comforting her, she would be pissed. She was like, no, she'd understand because she has empathy. I was like, that's bullshit, Lily. You got pissed at me at the gym because I smiled when a girl complimented my form when lifting. Oh my God. She then was like, she's done talking and stormed out. I didn't say anything. I didn't chase. I haven't reached out. I just sat on the couch and thought about what the F just happened. I then called my father, who gave me some great advice. She then texted me these 2 hours ago. So she said, can we talk? I'm sorry for not telling you it was my ex that I invited or was inviting over. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Nothing happened. Nothing is going to happen. I love you. He messaged me out of the blue. He needed someone to talk to. I didn't think that much of it. I'm sorry for deceiving you. And then he goes, that sounds like BS, right? I didn't think much of it. Then followed by sorry for deceiving you. Like, obviously you did think about it or you would have been truthful.
Some truth to that.
I wanted to talk to him at your place because I didn't want you to assume something else was going on. Please talk to me. I love you. Obviously, she sees this. She'll know I'm talking about us, but she doesn't use Reddit. I haven't responded yet. I'm leaning towards wanting to break things up with her after talking about all of this with my pops. Not for her talking to him, but for how I felt in the moment it was all happening. It's a huge red flag for me that she said old friend instead of ex. I still don't get it. Mm-hmm. In the moment of me getting visibly upset with her ex, she didn't take my side once. When I was nice, before I even recognized him, it felt like I was the odd man out. I just felt like she doesn't respect me, not on some 1950s shit where the woman has to respect the man. But if the roles were reversed and I was with my ex at her house, I would have backed my girl when she was mm-hmm. getting mad. Mm-hmm. I would have called my ex out for talking cocky to my mm-hmm. girl, etc. I'm still very pissed off. I don't think I should be talking to her right now. It's currently around 3 a.m. Honestly, I'm just effing tired. I don't even know if I'm pissed.
This is my breakdown of the analysis, guys. First and foremost, she's disrespectful as fuck. Why would you think it's okay to invite another man into your BF's house? Like, why? You know, if that situation happened to me, the first thing I would have said is, can we talk over the phone? Or can we text?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Not so much text, but talk over the phone to have that conversation. If it got to meeting face to face, I would do it in a very public place. Do you know what I mean? And I would be honest with the person and say, yeah, this person has messaged me. This is what they said to me. I'm just going to go see what the situation is and then give feedback afterwards. Why? This is how you know she lied. Because first of all, she said it's
shady,
a friend.
Yeah.
Second of all, she's hiding in plain sight and going to his house with this fella. What are you doing? Thirdly, why are you letting your ex-boyfriend disrespect your man like that?
Ding, 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 ding.
Like, that's
I feel like, you know what it is? Like, usually, I feel like he's rationalized it quite well. I feel like he knows, like, he can pinpoint the points where he has been disrespected, you know, like, feeling as though, you know, like, why didn't she stick up for him, etc. Yeah, I feel like it's all in the scenario. There isn't really much we can say. Like,
imagine a girl says to you, in this situation, you're with someone and then his ex-girl goes to you, yeah, we're just reminiscing the old times.
It just doesn't make sense.
I would fight.
Okay, so from the beginning, I completely agree with you. I think that as soon as the ex messaged her and said that he wanted to meet up, she should have gone straight to the boyfriend and spoke to him about whether or not he would be comfortable with that. Do you know what I mean? I think that's what she should have gauged in the beginning, but she didn't. It was all kind of like under wraps.
But I think some people struggle with telling the truth in very awkward situations.
I know, but I think she let it get to an awkward place.
Yeah.
As soon as, like, she invited him over to his apartment, that's where it got really messy. But before that, has she just confided in him and said, hey, my ex reached out, he wants to meet up, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
That's like a partnership.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
mean?
But
the fact that I think some people really struggle with when there's like intense honesty on the table, like you have to be really honest about something that you know is going to F shit up. Yeah. It's very hard for people to like challenge that and communicate that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, so, like, imagine going to your husband and saying, my ex has just reached out to me. could you actually say that to him?
I don't think I could.
Could you actually
I'll
say,
be honest.
So it makes sense that she did it in a hush-hush way. I think what she thought was, no, let me just like see what he wants. And if I did it in a place where, in the apartment, that would be better because, I don't know, I don't understand why she did it in his apartment.
I just think she did something very shady. But like, what it just I'm doesn't trying make to sense. Understand from
but
it.
But I don't think her intention was to...
Yeah, I don't think her intention was to do something bad.
Yeah.
But the lie, because she got so absorbed in the lie.
Yeah, that she ended up doing more shady
more than shit.
Shady
do you know
stuff
what I mean?
Afterwards.
And she's a little bit of a coward.
Yeah.
Because if she did respect her man, she would have let this guy speak to her like she wouldn't let this guy speak to him like that in
exactly,
front of her.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, she would have just... Even if he came in...
Like, it was the way he was, like, looking at her.
Yeah,
for validation. Like, you can... When it's the man whose apartment it belongs to standing right there. Like, why are you looking at Lily?
He feeds you and pays the rent. And next man is in the house.
And you're letting him speak to your man like that. Wow.
But it's like, that's what I'm saying. There's an element of like cowardice, because it's like, what is making you not speak up for your man? Do you
unless
not respect
there's
him?
Something going on between Kyle and Lily?
And it's the fact that this man has the confidence to make the assumption to say, yeah, we're talking about the old times. Like, what do you mean?
How dare he say that?
What do you mean? And why is she not shutting that down?
And then he said, do you want me to leave? Excuse me?
That says to me...
Does the apartment belong to Lily or does it belong to the protagonist, the storyteller?
But that says to me maybe Lily was entertaining a bit too much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Talking about the old days, that really pisses me off. Anyway, yeah, Lily was a complete pussy in this scenario.
Yeah, and what she did was wrong. And the fact that she had a hissy fit at the end is like similar to me. When I know I've done something wrong.
Yeah, you explode.
You just explode. And the thing react, is, you know and what you try and get doing? Out of the situation and do whatever. That's
do you know
what,
she, what did. She was doing as well? I feel like she was like sort of caught in the act as well, because when he said that comment about like the woman complimenting him about his form in the gym, and then she like stormed out and said, I'm no longer talking. Talking to you. So he
that's
like
so
caught
childish,
her
though.
He caught her in the lie,
yeah,
and he made her feel like, oh, you know, actually you would give a shit about
but about that hold yeah. that point for me, because I'm gonna divert quickly because I want to ask you a question. So I saw this Twitter of this guy, I think they were like Arab, I don't know, but they were like in a restaurant, and it was a video. So they were in a restaurant, and a belly dancer is like standing next to the guy, like proper belly dancing, but not on him, but next to him, right? And then there's the video goes to his girlfriend or wife or whatever, the person that he's with, and she's just like giving it a dirty look, like, what are you doing? So then basically they're in this restaurant, there's a belly dancer, she's like stand, you know how they get in these places, like she's being a bit prog, you know, doing the most right next to him. Then the camera pans to the woman, and she's just giving him a really dirty look, and he's not even looking at the woman. So my question to you is, similar to this woman that's getting jealous of the woman like complimenting her man, would you get jealous of stuff like that? I think it's quite petty.
I think in the moment, yeah, I would be.
You'd get jealous.
Yeah, but it's
so
not
if
like
you and your man like are in the gym.
So it's not like something that I would like hold on to, but I know in my brain that would rub me the wrong way. Really? I probably wouldn't say anything out loud because it is stupid.
Just give her jaggers.
No,
would you stalk her Instagram?
I wouldn't. Do you know what I'll do? I'll pretend it's not affecting me at all, but I know it's affecting me. But then I'll forget about it because I know it means nothing. But in the moment, of course, I'd be a bit annoyed. Like, why the hell is this woman rubbing against my man? Like, what the hell? And say, why is
she... No, but she made a compliment.
Like, complimenting
someone.
She
said his form was good.
Yeah. So, why she doesn't need to say that.
She was just watching him. It's a compliment.
She didn't say that.
But I feel like sometimes there's like a sense of possessiveness. That's unnatural.
If you say something, it's crazy if you say it out loud. But if this is like a thought or like a feeling that you have where you know it's just like fleeting.
A niggling thought, okay.
Not niggling, because niggling is something that stays in your head for a while. No, this is just like a fleeting feeling. Like you feel a little bit annoyed, but it's going to go away. I don't think you need to say anything. Like it's funny. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But... I'm not going to ignore, like, how I feel in that moment. Like, I know I feel a little
that
bit
that would
like,
bother you.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd be a bit like, well, she doesn't
you
need,
know what I would
she doesn't
get
need to do
by.
That.
I would get bothered by, like, a cafe. If imagine me and my man go to brunch every day in this cafe and this one woman is constantly, like, flirting with him while I'm there. That would trigger me.
Yeah.
Because that's a continuous thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not Sorry, a lot of people digress. Would admit that that would annoy them, though.
I would get I'm really severely
like,
triggered
I'm
by
so,
that.
I trust my
and
man.
Absolutely not. And then...
But I do trust the thing
I trust
him,
but... why are you doing that in my face?
Exactly.
And then also, why are you entertaining her? But I continue to talk to her. Why didn't you shut
and
her down?
And the thing is, you know what pissed me off? Is he continues to lift with that great form. Why are you still lifting?
And they enjoy... You know, I know men. They
why
enjoy
do you still have good form?
Basic flirting.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Like, when a shopkeeper's, like, giving them a... like, they love that. If a woman at a cafe, a barista's giving them a bit... They love it. It means nothing,
give
but they
love
it.
Give them a free drink. Why give them a free
drink? Do you know what? They've got a little hip to their step. It gets back in the car and I'm thinking, why are you smiling?
Why are you smiling?
Why have you... Why are your molars showing?
Do you know
what's
I mean?
Going on?
I've not seen this smile in a long time.
Yeah, you better relax.
Mm-mm.
Close your smile, mate. What the hell?
Yeah, no. So back to the gym form comment. So basically, she's basically baited out the fact that she does get jealous.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
This is a bigger situation to be jealous in, though, I think. That would really rile me up. And that would also affect my trust levels for the person.
No, this is crazy. She's brought her ex-boyfriend to her current man's apartment. Can we just deep that for a moment? Can we just sit there and think about this?
Moment of silence.
He's come through the door.
He's
taken off his big Timberland boots. He's put his coat where her man hangs her coat.
That is so
disrespectful. He's sat on the sofa where her man sits.
Disrespectful.
He's drinking from the cups. Like, no.
If he went to the toilet and did a poo.
Oh my God.
He's claimed that house. It's his territory.
That's how cats mark their territory with piss.
He's marked his territory.
That's now his house.
What a bummy man.
Do you know what? It just doesn't make sense why she brought him to the apartment. Literally, there's so many places where they're not condoning that they should have gone anywhere else. They should have even met up in the first place. There's so many places they could have gone and it would have felt like catching up.
She's stupid thick.
This coming into the apartment is a very intimate thing.
I think she was stupid for doing that. That was a very stupid thing to do.
Yeah, I think it was very thoughtless, but I don't think it was like ill-willed. Do you know what I mean?
Now I'm just contemplating.
But I want to know what the update is now. Was it ill-willed? Was it malicious? Was there malicious intent?
Oh God, yes.
Is she sleeping with Kyle? I don't know. I haven't read the update.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to be really pissed off if she's a cheater. Right, guys, update. Are we excited? Have you got your cup of tea? This shit is long. I doubt you'll actually want to read it all. Sorry, I just poured my thoughts into it. It's currently around 7 p.m. when I'm writing this. And honestly, the last 13 hours have been effing draining, to say the least. I awoke in the morning to my phone going absolutely nuts with notifications from Reddit. I'm honestly like, oh, what the F? What the actual F did I decide to pour my personal thoughts out into a Reddit post? Well, we appreciate you for it.
Thank you.
I began to scroll through your comments to say that I was shocked is an absolute understatement. Literally, almost all of you actively taking my side. And I mean, I was just scrolling this morning, just looking for the one comment that was taking hers. It did not come. What surprised me the most were the amount of women in this thread that said they would never do this to their man. And that is beyond disrespectful. I mean, those comments hit the hardest this morning, as those were my thoughts exactly. Last night was effing stress storm for me, to be honest. I couldn't believe what the F had just happened. All y'all. As y'all can guess from my post, I live alone, so there wasn't anyone at my house that I could talk to. So I decided to call the one man that had my back since day one, my paps. As many have messaged me and many commented, I will go into detail on exactly what our phone call entailed. First, I'm going to go back to when it originally happened so that it makes more sense. Also, when reading back my thoughts from last night, it was clear I was rushing at the end and honestly just fed up with everything. Okay, to start, Lily had just stormed out of my apartment at this point when I called her out that she wouldn't be effing okay with me meeting with my ex because they needed someone to lean on. Like I said before, I didn't call out, text or follow her. At this point I am effing furious and I can't believe what the F just happened. There's a lot of F's in this.
You must be really angry now.
I know. I take a seat on the couch and try breathing exercises. I'm trying to calm down but it's no use because I keep remembering Kyle asking me, do you want me to leave to my girlfriend? I didn't really elaborate on this beforehand, but that shit effing sent me to another world. I was absolutely about to lose my shit to the max. I just kept telling myself, it's not worth it, it's not worth it, it's not worth it. At this point, all I want to do is beat Kyle's ass, and all my methods for calming down were failing at this point. I just said, eff it, and picked up my phone and said, Siri, call old man. I honestly didn't know what I was going to say at this point, but I knew if there was one person who could get through to me, it would be my dad. Now, I don't remember the exact dialogue that exactly went down, but I am going to try my best to be as accurate as possible. Phone dialing.
Oh, wow. He's going through every step.
Literally. Dad picks up and says, I've seen it already. Vooch dropped 43 on their ass.
It's probably a football game.
I was a basketball. We don't know. I started laughing a bit and said, "It's not about that, Dad. I just got into a huge effing fight with Lily, Dad. I'm really effing pissed, Dad. I don't want to do anything stupid." Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, where are you right now? Are you with her? Are you guys okay? I'm at the crib right now and she just stormed out. Yes, I'm chilling. I just don't know what to do. There's a long pause after this and I hear my dad take a deep breath and say, all right, hit me. I began to give him the same rundown I gave you guys in the last post. The whole time my dad is dead silent, doesn't say an effing word. I finished up the story. All he asked was, what does Kyle look like?
Oh my god. They've had to run up on it.
I won't lie, this caught me off guard. Because I was like, damn, Dad, what the F does that matter what he looks like? I responded, I don't know. He was white with long curly hair.
That changes everything.
Why my dad was like, no, no, how tall was he? At this point, I'm like, what the F, Dad? And I'm like, I don't know. His ass was like 5'9 max. So he's a short white man with Timberland boots. So he's like 5'9 boot, 5'9 max. So my dad laughs a bit and says, explains the Timberlands then. Effing male equivalent of heels. I didn't realise it yesterday. But what my dad was doing was that he always does is literally can't stay pissed if I laugh and my dad can make me laugh on demand. Aww. I started laughing and I was like, you're right, you're right. He then was like, how much do you think he weighed? So I had to think for a minute. I was like, maybe a 155-ish. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Then my dad brought up the argument between Kyle and I. You said Lily told Kyle to leave after you started to get mad, right? Yeah, I responded. My dad pauses for a long time again and takes another deep breath. He says my name. I wouldn't be surprised if the situation is a lot deeper than it seems. It speaks volumes to me and she only rallied for him to leave after you began to get really upset. He says his name again. You are 6 foot, 190 pounds, and were just disrespected in your own house by a man you don't know. When a woman cares for someone, the last thing she wants is for him to be in harm's way. She understood exactly what was going to happen if that situation continued to escalate, and she chose to get Kyle out of harm's way, followed by switching all the blame to you and leaving. Honestly, son, where do you think she's at right now? I didn't say anything. I knew what he was implying. I know it hurts, but promise me you won't do anything irrational. She made her decision and there's not much you can do to change it. You've proven your whole life you are one of one and don't lose yourself now over something that will just end up a tiny bump on a road map. I mean, seriously, I couldn't be more effing proud of you, son. You're 22, living on your own in the city, and you've got your shit together. That's rare.
You are rare. It's Guru Daddy issues.
Guru Daddy issues too.
Imagine. No, honestly, I'm triggered right now.
Imagine our daddy's alive. They would give us the same pep talk whenever a man... I would never tell my dad about a man, but still. But they would give us this pep talk whenever something happened to us.
Yeah, exactly. There was a calamity
in our lives. Anyway, he goes, you are rare. And he says his name. The right women like your mum for me will walk into your life when you least expect it. Don't waste your energy. Everything happens for a reason, son. I paused for a minute and said, thank you. I needed this, Dad. My dad laughed. And of course, your mum and I are here for you always. Ends call.
Oh my God. Can we just talk about that?
Supportive dads, mashallah.
That was amazing.
It's the way he broke it down for him. He made him laugh.
Like there were elements of humour. There was elements of seriousness.
He belittled the other man.
Do you know what I mean?
This man was 6 foot, 190 pounds. What? He's a real man. One in there. They're 1 inch above each other. But
this is what giving advice is.
It makes you feel better.
Exactly. It instantly lifts you up.
It increases your ego.
It makes you feel lighter.
Indeed. This is the type of parenting you need.
I know. Do you remember we were talking about in the previous episode that how parents need to approach certain situations?
Exactly.
It's supposed to be like this.
But this is the type of relationship we should all have with our parents.
I know. I just love that he could just go straight to his dad.
Literally. Oh. That actually gave me daddy issues.
Me too.
Fast forward back to this morning. I couldn't sleep last night, so this morning was just completely bad. Lily was blowing up my phone the whole night, apologizing, begging for forgiveness. It's around 11 a.m. at this point, and I'm completely just over the situation. I still haven't responded to her since she stormed off last night. In my opinion, she made her choice. However, I got a long week ahead of me, and I can't be having this ish continuing to impact me this much going forward. I eat something and head down to my apartment's local gym to just run down on lifting, doing some lifting. Running is therapeutic for me. Around 1 o'clock, I got a phone call, and you guessed it was from Lily. No part of me wanted to pick up the phone, but we've been dating for 2.5 years. Oh, that's quite a while. Oh, I feel obligated to pick up. What's up? I just love the way this man writes. Right, picks up the phone, guys.
What's up?
What's up? I say, to be immediately met with crying. I'm sorry. I love you to death. Please just talk to me. I shouldn't have left last night. I panicked. You know I love you. I didn't say anything. Please talk to me. This isn't right. Please just talk to your girlfriend. I'm sorry. I told you nothing happened. I won't ever talk to him again. Please, I beg you, can we just talk? That's a lot of I beg yous and pleases. Mm-hmm. She knows she effed up. Mm-hmm. At this point, the realization of my feelings for her started to really kick in. Instead of anger, sorrow, or any emotion, to be honest, I just felt a sense of indifference when she spoke. I responded, can you come over around 3? Allah. He didn't even like bat an eyelid to her tears.
No, he just said, come over.
Still crying at this point, she goes, yes, 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 yes. Okay, and she ends the call.
No, she knows she effed up.
I'm just sitting on the sofa now at this point, scrolling through the comments on my previous post. Knock, 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 I hear from the hallway. Shortly after, I see my girlfriend emerge from a mini hallway. She begins to start smiling and crying while wiping her tears again. I take note of how I feel at this point, a sense of indifference, a feeling I don't care about her anymore. It really started to hit me. 2.5 years wasted just like that.
Oh my god.
No, but that's mad.
So he's just switched off completely.
I could see why that would switch you off though.
He's just caught the ick.
Yeah, literally. Okay.
For the record, guys, he's caught the ick.
A feeling I don't care about anymore. It really started to hit me. 2.5 years wasted just like that. The woman who I cared for so deeply for just 24 hours before now is in front of me crying and I don't feel a thing. Lily, it's over between us, I said. Allah! He just threw it like that. Completely shocked, she barely manages to mutter out, what? While she's crying, it's over, I repeated. It's over, love. Then she says, his name. No, 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 no. Please, I'm sorry. Don't end this between us. I love you to death, she said hysterically. Now, I won't lie. The last bit hit hard. I mean, effing hard, man. I couldn't mask it anymore. The lid had been broken. She goes, don't end this between us. I say, Lily, I'm sorry. I can't take this shit anymore. I don't know what impression I gave you over our relationship, but I won't stay in a relationship with a woman who thinks that effing little of me. You made the decision to end this between us when you invited your ex into my apartment behind my back. That is something I refuse to let slide, Lily. And at this point, my thoughts have just begun to flow out of my mouth like an effing tidal wave. No man is that cocky for no reason, Lily. True. I'm not effing food, Lily. You gave him some reassurance to give him the confidence to act like that.
It's true.
Shit, you even backed him in front of me. Why the F would I stay with someone who's not going to have my back? Absolutely bawling at this point, Lily says, I'm sorry, says his name. Mm. I love you. I'm sorry. Y'all can call me whatever you want.
That's what he said.
But at this point, I just went soft. I didn't have the heart to keep drilling her anymore. She was just breaking down, crying uncontrollably. I just sat down in silence. I'm sorry. It won't happen again, she says. I love you and only you. I won't ever talk to him again. I won't. I promise. Please just give me one more chance. I'm completely silent. I mean, there was just a huge effing pressure on my chest and it felt like my rib cage was going to crack under pressure. Sat there silently listening to her crying, I remembered one of my favourite songs. It's by 21 Savage. I'm not going to read it out, guys. It's too long. Anyway, I just kept repeating those lyrics in my head over and over again. Too many, it may seem. She said all the right things, but to me, actions speak louder than words. Last night, she chose to make her decision. I'm struggling to keep it together at this point. I really did love her, and shit, I did effing do. But I understand this was best for me, and I wouldn't have been able to trust her again. And you can't be in a relationship with someone you can't trust. As she cries, I look up and say, Lily, please, it's over. There's no saving this. She looks at me and says my name. No, please stop. It's over. Oh, this is getting awkward now. Please, just do us both a favor and take your things and leave, Lily.
She's not trying to leave.
Yeah. It's over. Please, let's just end it here. She doesn't say anything and gets up and starts grabbing some of her things around the apartment. I grabbed a garbage bag and helped her pack. She left the keys of my apartment on the table. This all finished up around 4:30 today. I've just been sitting here trying to process what the F just happened. Honestly, it all still doesn't feel real. Never intended on posting on Reddit yesterday. I just needed a place to vent, and so it blew up. The weight of the F just went down over the last 24 hours. Doesn't feel real. To anyone who actually read this long-ass update, thank you. Wow. I mean, damn.
What would you... Did we want him to do that? I don't think I wanted him to do that. But I feel like they're going to get back together.
No, I think it's the right decision.
No, I mean, in the moment, it was the right decision. But then he also said something about actions speaking louder than words. I think he wants to see a concerted effort from Lily to actually try and get him back. I think he just...
Or he means that she would have acted differently yesterday instead of saying today that she won't do that again. If you had a man... Let's say if you were married and your husband...
But everyone does dumb stuff sometimes thinking it's in the best
I think
interest.
They need a break.
Yeah,
I think a break would be good.
They need time to process what's happened. But I genuinely feel like... Because she hasn't done anything mad.
True.
Like, she hasn't done anything.
It was a very stupid thing to do.
And it wasn't even... She doesn't feel anything for Kyle.
It's a very stupid thing to do, but I also feel like people do stupid things that take a lot away from them in life.
Mm.
And you can't control that. And that's why you've got to be aware of...
I just didn't think it would...
doing dumb stuff
I just
like
don't
that.
Think it should have warranted a breakup. I think it should have warranted time apart to think things through.
But it's not healthy that, like, when he's looking at her, bawling her eyes out, crying, he doesn't feel anything.
No. I think he's
fully icked out.
But I don't know. I think this might not be the end of his name and Lily.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, mistakes happen.
It's all right.
You've got to make a million excuses for people.
Not at all. Guys, we've been doing a lot of negative stories recently, and I really want someone to send us a positive story about love, friendship, happiness, finding yourself. Do you know what I mean? I just want some positive stories.
Lift the mood a little bit.
Lift the mood a little bit and actually show us that humanity exists and people actually find love and they stay together.
You know what's really sad about contentment? And like happiness is like you would remember a bad situation more than a good one. Isn't that really sad? That a bad situation would be more of a core memory than a good one. So we need to get in the habit of creating core memories that are happy, content. You know,
and it's the idea that you can be very self-critical. Yeah, all the time. Like, I will remember all my negative thoughts about myself or anything negative or cringy I did, but exactly. I won't remember the good things I've done.
And the majority are probably really good things.
Probably.
But you remember bad stuff because they're like etched in your memory, like a flipping, like they've been carved in there.
And I'm like, I cringe myself out. I'm like, ah!
I know, like, why is this? It's like sometimes I think Shay Dan just puts that in my memory.
I know, just to throw me off a little bit, like, ah!
Anyway,
guys, that is the end of our episode. But if you've got any positive stories about anything, please do send them because we'd love to share them with you guys.
Yeah, like we need a break as well. These stories affect us
and our mood. Like I'm just constantly reading about
I'm on edge
and breakups and madness and revenge.
I'm looking at people sideways all the time.
I'm paranoid.
So please, guys, help us change our perception of the world and the people in it by sending positive stories. And on that lovely note, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share. Download
the episode and send it to your mama, your aunties. I don't know why I've got this accent, but yeah, guys, we really, really appreciate. I know it's like y'all just don't know my pops.
What did he say about? How did he describe the guy? $10.60 for her.
He was like, he's how much does he weigh? Like 10.50,
like $1.60,
like $1.55. That's how much he weigh. But y'all, listen to me right now, huh? Oh my god.
Honestly, your accent is so bad.
Do y'all think my accent is that bad? Listen, homie. You hurt?
No, guys. We need to go.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.